Hello, this is James Grundvig with Decentralized.media on Unrestricted Warfare with returning weekly guest Rich Germeau as we dive deep into many different subjects. Today it is the Law of War Manual. Today is the military government. What? Yeah. And today is God's Law or the Rock of God. What do I mean by that? Let's go to video one from the Book of Daniel.
Today, we are going to examine a story from Daniel chapter 2, where King Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler of Babylon, had a profoundly disturbing dream. He summoned his magicians, astrologers, and wise men to interpret the dream, but he insisted that they first reveal the content of the dream without him providing any details. The wise men failed to fulfill the king's request, leading Nebuchadnezzar to issue a decree for the execution of all the wise men of Babylon, including Daniel and his friends. However, upon learning about the decree, Daniel approached the king and requested some time to interpret the dream. Daniel and his friends prayed to God to unveil the mystery, and during the night, God revealed the dream to Daniel through a vision. When Daniel stood in front of the king, he began by acknowledging that no human possessed the ability to disclose the meaning of the dream, but that it resided solely with God in heaven. Daniel then proceeded to explain the dream and its interpretation. Here is the summary and what each of the kingdoms is believed to represent. 1. Head of gold, symbolizes the Babylonian Empire, renowned for its opulence and prosperity under the rule of King Nebuchadnezzar. 2. Chest and arms of silver, represents the Medo-Persian Empire, which conquered Babylon and exerted its control through economic power. 3. Waist and thighs of bronze, signifies the Greek Empire, led by Alexander the Great, known for its military conquests and influential culture. 4. Legs of iron, depicts the Roman Empire, characterized by its strength and dominance over extensive territories. 5. Feet of iron and clay, represents the modern nations of Europe, symbolizing a combination of strength and weakness, as well as the inability to achieve complete unity. 6. The rock, symbolizes the kingdom of Jesus Christ, destined to overthrow and replace all earthly kingdoms, ushering in a realm characterized by love and peace. Upon hearing Daniel's interpretation, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the greatness of Daniel's God and bestowed upon him gifts and promotions. The king proclaimed that Daniel's God as the supreme deity ruling over kings. This narrative serves as a testament to Daniel's wisdom, unwavering faith in God, and his exceptional talent for interpreting dreams with divine insight. Furthermore, it underscores the central theme of God's sovereignty, illustrating his ultimate authority over the fortunes and declines of nations throughout the course of history. If you enjoyed this video, don't...
You know what I find interesting? I find interesting that every biblical scholar, scripture, analyst, teacher, end time prophet, they all know concrete that the gold, silver, the bronze, the iron, the feet of iron and clay all represent these five kingdoms. And that we're in the last kingdom, the fifth and final kingdom of the one world government. That's what we're in. And yet they just call it the rock of God or Jesus' rock. No. You don't go from concrete metaphors to a metaphor of an abstraction, right? The rock is not, the rock of course is divine, but divine divinity is an abstract. It's not something. So what I came to realize last weekend is that the rock is God's law and that this ties into today's subject. And it's amazing how this ties into the book of Revelation and that the four horsemen, in my opinion, are fighting the legal battle. The arrow from the first horse is jurisdiction. What's the jurisdiction in the case we're living today? Military tribunals. U.S. military law is the highest in the land. End of conversation. Second, war horse. What's it doing? Fighting the final battle against the man-made maritime law. That is what it's doing. God's law versus man-made law. What's the third? Third is the scales of justice. I mean, these images are right in the Bible, and they're telling you exactly what it is. That is what? They're going to determine the outcome for the victor and the loser. Grim Reaper goes what? Picks up the dead. Picks up the loser. Collects the chaff, right? You're separating the wheat from the chaff. This is what we're going to spiritually biblically, and what we're actually going through right now is, in my opinion, a military government. And Rich, you and I will get into it when we go through the PowerPoint deck, but go ahead.
You know, I'll look at it from a little bit different angle. For instance, you know, the Earth in general, the 3D, there's a certain frequency range that it has to maintain. It can, if it dips too low, God intervenes, create such as the Great Flood or other cataclysms like Sodom and Gomorrah and these other things, right? And he resets it. If it goes, the frequency goes too high, I don't think that he necessarily intervenes. That may be the 1,000-year reign yep. related to, you know, paradise. I think we're in a state now where things are a little bit different, where, you know, the positive frequency collectively that maybe a super minority is emitting maybe outweighs the negativity dragging us down from the other side, you know. So in the sense that we can rise up above it, because, you know, light is stronger than darkness.
Oh, much stronger. Yeah.
We graduate to a higher level ultimately out of this. That's my take on it.
Yeah. And to your point, we're ascending in the age of Aquarius, and there are people are feeling that there are now literally other dimensions in this 3D matrix world we live in. So it's, we're living in very interesting times. I'm going to say that. Let's get into the PowerPoint deck, because it's really kind of the glue for this particular show. And yeah, I was blown away when I got this document from Sheila Holm a couple of weeks ago. So this is episode 85 with Rich Germeau, God's Rock, Divine Law. That's what this episode is called. You know where to find me? We're going to go to decentralized media as soon as we're allowed. So Rich, I saw this this morning and last night that now commercial satellites, it reminds me of the Chinese balloon that drifted across the United States. So it's taking some very, very interesting photos of our naval ships in Norfolk, Virginia, right? Our biggest naval base in the United States. And this should be concerning to anybody that this has been leaked out, but it's not military satellites that captured it. These are commercial satellites. Rich, any thoughts on this?
Well, my perspective, based on what I've seen, is that this three-headed entity, the state, City of London, Vatican, and Washington, D.C., are at a technological disadvantage at this point. And I don't think that we've seen the full extent of it yet. Yep. I think we've seen a little bit, such as this Baltimore incident and these other ships being taken over. But I think that there's significantly more advancement. I mean, you look at North Korea and the fact that they have an ICBM with a hypersonic warhead on it that's a conventional weapon means they have immediate strike capability. That's beyond our capability. And it means that somebody helped them to get that technology. So it means that this entity is helping all these nations that we once forced our will upon to have more advanced technology and capability than we have, yet they have not revealed this yet, because it's part of a toolbox of weaponry that they're going to use to ultimately destroy the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And what's interesting is, you know, we've had a lot of chemtrailing across the United States, especially in 2024. You know, we had some years before, but now we have a ton of it. So on the one side, yeah, are we all getting sick from it? Probably. Are we getting graphenated from it? Graphene oxide? Sure. Are we getting the aluminum, barium? Yes. But there's a military application, or a couple of them. One is in the military intelligence people I've talked to, some are active, some are retired. They simply said that all of this chafe across the country creates a layer, and basically an invisible layer, but it's a like a giant antenna. So if a hypersonic missile rocket came into the United States through that layer, it would instantly be picked up milliseconds faster than radar, far more accurate than radar. Because the friction created by the hypersonic through that layer would absolutely tell you exactly where it is, and that the defense response would be that much quicker. That's one application I heard. The other application I've heard, and I'm not a military expert, but the other application I've heard from experts is that it flying under that layer for military aircraft with their transponders off. These commercial satellites, or even military satellites from Russia or China, cannot pick up the flight patterns of the military planes. I'm not talking about our commercial jets. I'm talking about the military planes cannot be picked up flying through or under that layer. Rich, you got anything to add to this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at hypersonic weaponry, what is it, 10,000 feet per second under thrust?
Yep.
Precision accuracy. I'd be interested to see if they could actually intercept that kind of thing. Number two, I think that's a low level of the technological capability. I mean, if they can just use a Tesla ray, essentially, and direct to shut off technology so it doesn't operate, it doesn't really make any defense capability you have useful.
Understood. No, and we don't know the answer, but there is a military application for it, is my point. And that's why it's hard for people to understand why we're getting poisoned every day. And even Tennessee banned the chemtrails. Well, if we're under military government, Tennessee's not in charge until we go back to the original Constitution.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I don't know. I mean, in the situation where the bank is running everything, they indebt all nations outside of the BRICS alliance.
Yeah.
So why would you need to really defend yourself against another proponent of the bank? Because the bank's deciding the conflicts. They're deciding who wins, who loses. They're deciding the amount of casualties. So, I mean, we only really have one controlling entity, and it's yet to be seen if that entity has any control over the BRICS alliance as well. So, I mean, I don't know that any of these conflicts have ever been organic in the past, if they've ever been real, where you have one adversary against another, because it's the same bank that's funding from both sides.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So we know that, right? And I know a Swiss arms dealer that supplied weapons and military equipment and arms to both sides in the war, literally. So, so this has been going on for centuries, in my opinion, right? They let the red ants and black ants fight each other, and they sit in the sideline. This is exactly what the bankers do. So here we got this Punta Arenas, which is the most like southern tip of Chile. China wants a port there, and U.S. obviously does not want China to have a port there, right? Because apparently there's a lot of green hydrogen there, very clean hydrogen. And the other thing is the Antarctic base, right? So this is a concern. So we're seeing this as yet another potential theater of conflict, another area of conflict. Rich?
Oh, potentially. I mean, look at the Antarctic Treaty. What's really going on in Antarctica anyways?
Yeah, and Iran claiming that it owns Antarctic now, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think that is more or less to put a spotlight, because it's not a reasonable statement, I guess, in any way, but it certainly brings a focus onto it again. And so maybe what they are doing, this BRICS, is challenging this treaty that exists, the non-explorer, yep. Or, you know, but what is Antarctica? I mean, obviously, it's been in the alternative news media for so long, all this strange stuff related to down there, base 211, the potential that there's access to another parallel realm from there. I mean, there's something to it. Admiral Byrd and the stuff that came out of 1947. It's yet to be known to us. I mean, all we've heard is a lot of stuff, I guess you could say, but none of it's confirmed yet at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. None of that's confirmed. We'll find out. We'll stay on these stories of China and the United States. So I want to get a little on the dark side here. Why? Because we've been infiltrated everywhere, in every institution, every school, every corporation, in my opinion, all the major ones anyways, and certainly most of our agencies. We have satanic pedophiles in there. And this one gentleman got gunned down, Seattle Police gunned down last week, was a former high-ranking military official. Why is this important? Well, we got more of these wolves in sheep clothing than you can imagine. And it relates to this. It relates to magic. And I know you looked at Wikipedia, and I agree with you. But just taking the symbolism will be their downfall. Well, here's the symbolism that relates religion, law, money, politics, and, of course, magic. And then magic, of course, is, what, two triangles, 33. Three is a one triangle, and the other three is another triangle. Put them together, you got the 6 points of the star, the magic star. Rich, what did you learn on magic? Just coming across Wikipedia.
Well, under the Wikipedia definition, it says that magic is a method used to summon demons, essentially.
So we got, we've been so infiltrated worldwide. Our dollar bill, which is a big deal, it's got, you know, it's a debt note, number one. Number two, it's got a pyramid on there, basically the star on there. We just don't see it that well. That is clearly what? It's clearly a curse on all human beings. We've been under the spell, programming, brainwashing of sheriffs and all this stuff. So here we go. And it's going to be, people need to start waking up and seeing the symbolism that's right in front of our face every day. So, oh, look. So I decided to, let's take out the six best plans of destruction for the world, for the complete takeover of humanity. And I'll go around the corner. So the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars was only discovered in 1986. But this secret plan to take over humanity was the first part of the first step was an economic warfare. And we're seeing this played out with the hyperinflation, seeing this playing out with inflation, with governments laundering money for different operations, stealing money, literally. I mean, COVID-19 was a transfer of trillions of dollars of wealth. 9/11 was a transfer of billions of dollars of wealth. All of this, they're one and the same operation often. Then in 1987, we had Gro Harlem Brundtland, Our Common Future. You got to love these titles. Sustainability, well, that's where that term came from. And basically, it's talking about too many people on the planet. And that was basically amplified in the first global revolution, which was Club of Rome, 1991. There are too many people, and that we have to simply depopulate them, right? And that ties into the Georgia Guidestones that were erected in June of 1980. And then next year, in 1992, here we have the Agenda 21 Rio Conference. Okay, they, of course, updated the name to Agenda 2030 in 2015. And in 2020, during the COVID shamdemic, we had the Great Reset. Of course, there are other documents like the Rockefeller Reset the Table 2010 and several others. But for people to say, like, how do we get here? Well, here, I'm giving you six documents to go read and learn how we got exactly here, because we're at the doorstep of destruction of mankind. Rich?
Well, money is a tool of control. It's the only true God that most people really worship. So they're totally controlled by it, unwilling to step out of their own lives, I guess you could say, to right the ship or fix anything. And that's the point we're at today, where humanity's always had the opportunity to come in and to fix this mess, to straighten things out and get us back onto the right track. But these controllers have figured out the easiest way to control them back going thousands of years, and it's related to fraction reserve banking. And they do it through stuff, possession, to where people have something to lose and they won't forego that to do the right thing. I mean, it's so very uncommon for people to make a personal sacrifice or a personal sacrifice to do the right thing. I mean, you see Trump, he's one of those people at a high level that has made massive sacrifice to do this and to go through this process. I'm sure he's having fun at it, even though there's stress involved, but I'm sure he's not really feeling that stress because it's a movie script and he knows what the outcome's going to be, and that he's not really in any real danger because God is on his side.
He's not in danger. And to Rich's point, it's why I put the wallpaper of the U.S. dollar or fraction reserve note on wallpaper on this screen, because that's the glue that ties all these plans together, as Rich said. So this is interesting. So I had a show on last night. I had a former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor and master elite trainer of how to clear out rooms and stuff. His name is Dave Maynard. If you didn't see episode 83, people, I highly recommend you go see it. Especially the last 10 minutes. The last 10 minutes was a holy moly moment. He and I had talked before the show started that we're going to be the first, you know, generations right now, the three or four generations alive today, to see the real face of Satan in human history. No one has ever seen Satan. We're going to see it. for our own eyes, whether we like it or not. It's coming. And I'm actually in agreement with him. And then he brought up, well, the Federal Reserve was created on a Canaanite altar. I go, what? And sure enough, I did the research last night. And you find a Rockefeller cottage. Well, it's, you know, bigger than a cottage, right? It's a huge house for most, a Victorian style house with a wraparound veranda and the whole nine yards. And it's built on an Indian mound. Well, the mound was what? The mound was a Canaanite altar where the Indians sacrificed their babies for weather changes, gods, the polytheism of gods. Well, since the Rockefellers and all these other demonics are essentially pagans or Canaans or Canaanites, of course they worship multiple gods, gods of death, gods of evil. And if you look at the house at the bottom, this house sits 3 feet off the ground. That what you're seeing is a cover, that black cover is covering that this house is actually built elevated. It's not what you think. And since it's on Jekyll Island, it's basically it's a sand barrier island, right? There's no basement in that house. And what's interesting where the arrow showing is most likely where the Canaanite altar still is. And it's under the room right above it, in which Rockefellers and the rest of the bankster gangs in 1910 started crafting, creating the ultimate money trap, which is the Federal Reserve. That's what happened. So we've been cursed for 114 years now, but this is coming to an end. This is currently a museum. So it's open to the public, but I find it's very interesting. And Jekyll Island is in the south shore of Georgia, an hour from hour north of Jacksonville. But the bigger point is, how do we get out of this mess? Well, one is, Sheila Holm had sent me this military government document in 1949. It's 52 pages short. It's been completely declassified. And then, of course, it ties into the 2015 promulgate the law of war man, in which Trump came down two days later on the escalator. Nothing is an accident. Rich, I actually believe we're in a military government. Your thoughts?
Oh, I do believe that too. I mean, to one degree or another, I mean, probably fully. Can I say one more thing related to the Rockefeller?
Yeah, let's go back. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I was not previously aware of that, but I will say that I bet you that site correlates with ley lines and energy. Because
I never thought of it, it probably does.
These people know how to correlate this with their actions because they want to get the most bang for their buck with it related to projection and in an energetic way. So I would suspect that that mound was there for that purpose. This altar is there for that purpose. And this house is there for that purpose, so to project this evil agenda.
Right. And they're covering this up where the Georgia Guidestones were built out in the open. And Georgia Guidestones are probably about 3 hours from Jekyll Island.
There's supposed to be a similar type thing underneath Epstein's temple too, where there's an ancient evil artifact of some kind.
Right, and Epstein also had that New Mexican ranch, which is probably close to the same thing too. I would have to go take it the GPS points of all these places, right?
Look at, where is that ranch? I haven't really researched it too much in New Mexico, but is it very close or within the Four Corners region?
Yeah, it's on the western side of New Mexico.
Okay, well, that would be, I think the eastern side of New Mexico is where the Four Corners region is, but
no, actually, it's the
still,
west.
Still, New Mexico is a highly energetic location.
No, I understand it, but so you got Colorado and New Mexico east of Arizona and east of Utah. So therefore, its northwest corner of New Mexico is the Four Corners, southwest corner of Colorado, right, southeast of Utah and northeast of Arizona. That's the Four Corners you're talking about. But anyway, let's move on to the next slide. We got right here, and here we go. So this is from the 1949 document. I just want to read a couple of simple things. Authority up for establishment. So the military is coming out of this 52-pager authority for establishment. Military government responsibilities, military government plan. So this was developed while the CIA was created, while the CDC was created, while NATO was formed, while the United Nations was formed. The U.S. Army, the White Hats, the alliance in the U.S. Army realized what the hell was going on. They knew we were up against a real beast system, and they had to do something about it, and this is part of it. right? At some point, the military would have to step in and take control of the country. They had the foresight 70, 75 years ago, going back to 1949. That is pretty amazing, Rich.
If that is the case, I mean, the other side of that coin is that it was developed by the deep state in order for potentially different use than what is happening today. But
that's possible.
It's definitely not being used for that now.
Nope. I agree. So it is possible that deep state, we're going to use this and take full control. Because I know we were supposed to go to FEMA camps, but they weren't going to use American troops. They're going to use UN troops and police that would that have, you know, the Masonic police officers, not all of them, but some of them that have a second uniform with the United Nations. And they were to come and arrest everybody, shut down major highways and things of that nature. But that is not happening because we're not anywhere near FEMA camps. But going back to the jurisdiction of the Four Horsemen, here we are. The last two pages of this document is military tribunals. It's two pages, types of military tribunals. I find this all interesting. A lot of this ties into the Law of War manual. And I'm going to read from the face of the first page of this document. I'm going to read the second part. This manual states the principles followed by the Department of the Army, the Department of the Navy, the Department of the Air Force, and their subordinate agencies in planning and exercise control of civilian administration by military government or means in territory under this jurisdiction and control of armed forces of the United States. So whenever someone sees under the jurisdiction control of armed forces, everyone assumes it's overseas, it's international. But this applies to the United States itself. Rich?
You know, this document seems like it was a generalized document to be able to be used in any type of theater situation.
Yep.
Where the government becomes where the military becomes an occupying force, essentially.
Yep.
Also, in this situation, it doesn't, I don't know if it says this in particular, but obviously, because I didn't see where it was mentioned anywhere, all of the legislative function seems to be suspended, and the executive function and judicial function of the corporate entity seems to be suspended and taken over by the military in this.
Well, think about all the child sex trafficking and election coup fraud that the corporations took on Trump. Maybe the military is in control of corporations. We don't know it. Maybe the military is in control and we're watching actually a show, a TV show, a movie, whatever you want to call it in Washington, that it's not real, that all the stuff we read in headlines and all the stuff that's there is pantomime. It is a possibility. They're showing the people how the United States is being destroyed. That's why we're going to this huge scare event or near-death experience for America coming this summer. Rich?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it and all of these entities from the local level all the way to the federal level have been put into a position where they have voluntarily incriminated themselves and accepted the culpability of the criminal acts and the fruits of those acts. And they've been allowed to do so in a extremely ridiculous nature that is out front, where they have been exposed to the point now where they have been forced to operate into the open. And once this, the system was never designed to operate in the open. It was only designed to operate from the shadows and in secrecy, while a whole different impression is given. Except now it's in the open. And once it's in the open, it can never go back into the shadows. So it's in a situation that it's going to have to be dealt with at a certain point because it will fail. It cannot continue. It cannot successfully continue to operate in that nature.
No. Right. Whether it's real, semi-real, or completely fake, whatever the case may be, it can't go on like this.
No.
Right. It's actually, you're seeing all these TikToks of these young people in their 20s that got college debt, and now they can't even afford a place to live. They're going to go homeless because the inflation is destroying them. We had influencers who make a good amount of money, and she went and bought a single apple at Whole Foods, which Whole Foods has always been expensive. That's been my experience, so I don't shop there at all. But she went in there and found a single apple for $7. Now, you might laugh at, oh, gee, $7. But all right, that's $7. Gee, what else? You know, if she buys a bushel, it's $100. I mean, at some point, you know, they're breaking points for people, right? The super rich have gone up thousands of percent in money. The middle class gone up 30 or 40% in money over you know, a couple of decades. But the poor people, or the ones that are just starting out, their money's only gone up 3 or 4% as far as buying power in the last 30 years. It's kind of really warped. All right, I'm going to go play.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that, like you said, I mean, the people are being continually pushed down. You know, the lower class has been, you know,
right,
increased, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. where the balance of it has been pushed way heavy to the bottom end. Yet, at the same time, during this process, you've seen that the civil servants have been kept up to space, up to par with inflation. So the discrepancy between has grown huge, where it's almost been forced to separate the people that work in the civil service capacity versus everybody else is at this huge disadvantage, you know, where that can't continue either. I mean, the people won't stand for that. You know, they don't know it per se, I guess, at this point right now, because they're so distracted. But I mean, I think that's been done on purpose too. And there's a bunch of different reasons why that has been. I mean, loyalty to keep these people, you know, on their side for on one part of it, but also to create a situation where there's animosity between the people and this entity.
Well, yeah, because they want to the dark side wants civil war. And for the plan, which is to reinstall the original Constitution of the United States, a republic of it, there's two conditions, no coup and no civil war. So a coup is not going to happen, but civil war can happen. Otherwise, nothing will ever get solved. And this is why the operation, the military government operation, has a plan to reunite everybody, but it's got to be a bunch of scare events. You need to wake up the people first, right? You need to stop them dead in their tracks, like 9/11, stop people in their tracks, and you need to shock them awake. Right. And if it requires shutting down the banking system for a week, that would freak everybody out. Right. Everyone would know this. Well, maybe that's what's coming. If there's a nuclear war scare event countdown or something, that also might get everyone's attention. Rich.
Well, what does civil war really mean? You know, honestly, it means that the deep state, it's their last card, essentially, because it means that they intend to kill everybody and destroy everything. Because if we do interrupt or erupt into a civil war in this country, no one would be able to stop it once it started. It would have to burn itself out, and by the time it was finished, nearly everyone would be dead and everything would be destroyed.
Yeah, and then other nations would be in, you know, picking up, you know, coming in and taking over America. I'm
exactly
with you. Let's play a video. I'm going to switch gears for a second. Go to all these EMF patents to control people's minds. This is kind of interesting. It is a minute and a half long, but this gentleman found these patents, and in a minute and a half long reads them. It's pretty amazing what he found.
Oh, hey again. So you know when you like share stuff online, and then you inevitably get comments of people calling you a crazy conspiracy theorist and it's not possible that the government could do such a thing? And sometimes just in my leisure reading, I like to read U.S. patents, don't you? So if you just go to the deep state machine that we call Google, just look up U.S. patent number 647-0214. Oh, what do you know? Directed energy weapon, targeted individual patents from the year 2000, pulsative manipulation of central nervous system. Published in 2002, method and device for producing a desired brain state via magnetic waves. And this fun one from 2013 has four different assignees, controls brain state by placing engineered EMF patterns into the AC wiring of a building. And from 2014, induced desired brain state in person by adding waves into a music file. And from the year 2000, induces desired emotional state through an EMF, sleeplessness, sexual arousal. 2015, monitors vital signs of subject via remote application of radar waves, handheld. And then here's one from 2002. Remotely transmit intelligible subjective sound into targeted consciousness. Voice to skull. Oh, and who's the original assignee? The United States Air Force. And so, would the U.S. deep state government use such patents on its people? No.
Interesting. What are your thoughts, Rich?
Well, obviously, this is being used, and thank goodness, thank God that some of us have some ability to, mitigate this, and it doesn't take full effect against us. But even personally, I believe that we are probably influenced by this some. I mean, there's struggles that go on, feeling of sickness, illness, and that could be as a response to fighting this, and overcoming it, because it's still going to impact you in some way or another, because it's probably being deployed in a broad spectrum. Even like me, I don't have a phone because I'm trying to mitigate some of these things, but I'm sure that I can't mitigate it 100%. I'm sure it's impacting all of us to a degree, but luckily God is on our side, and he's the ultimate alpha and omega, and he can protect the people that he wants to protect.
I'm with you on that completely. I want to go to University of Texas because we got protests at NYU, protests at Yale University, protests Columbia University, the two of the eight Ivy League schools. All this Hamas protests, violence, violence, anti-Semitism, right, anti-Israel, all this stuff. Take the people out of these nations and countries. You want to go after the government, Benji Netanyahu? Be my guest. But don't go so general. You're attacking people, other human beings. It's not their fault that their governments are run amok any more than it's our fault that the Biden regime stole the election. That there's a pedophile running Canada, right? Trudeau. That there's another pedophile running France, Macron. Right. Once we learn who these leaders really are, it goes all back to the symbolism I showed earlier. These are all satanic pedophiles. Take it or leave it. Do your own research. Don't have to trust me at all. But believe me, they are. Let's go. I got three videos to play first, and Rich and I will discuss this. Don't mess with Texas. What do you think, Rich? Are those Texas Army Rangers or National Guard? What are your thoughts on what you saw there before I play the next video?
I saw some of that earlier, and they were wearing a red patch, I believe.
Yep.
I'm not exactly sure. I don't think that they're National Guard, but they could be. My impression on this whole thing is this is just another opportunity for us to see the police state in action.
Yep.
Essentially the level of control that we're under, and that our power's been subverted because.
All right, hold on. Let's do the next one. This is a little more fun. Got a star there, feeling like a Texas something, whatever it is, reserves, Rangers, Red
They
Star.
could be actually university police, but maybe they don't have that many numbers. That's a lot of cops. It's just another thing where, like I said, our power's been subverted by this captured justice system. And if the people actually were in control, we wouldn't have any tolerance for this garbage, and it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, well,
Period.
we got to go through this to wake up. This is part of the wake-up call,
Exactly.
my opinion. Last video, it's a short one as well. Same thing, similar, because it did a little, kind of a close-up. They're all for Gaza. Like, really, what does Gaza do in the United States? Nothing. Yeah, don't mess with Texas. I love it, Rich.
Let them burn the university down. It belongs to the people anyways. It's just brainwashing organization is all it is anyhow. You know, I mean, I don't care, to be honest, with this Hamas Israeli thing or, you know, these anti-Semitic protesters. It's a symptom of everything that's been going on, you know, all this lunacy that we have happening, right? It's just killing on both sides. It's not just. None of it is. You know, people just want to live. But these governments that we have controlled by this bank, you know, want to assert control via violence, via subversion and all these other tactics and face people off against each other. I mean, they're getting exactly what they want with the with these protests and everything. It's playing right into their hands, I guess you could say. I guess another more evidence to support that we're being shown this ridiculousness just so we can see it, you know, that we can see what we don't want or we don't want to move forward with.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, you know, it feels like with these protests, feels like we're going to a summer of riots. Feels like we're going back to 2020, except this time we're going to have the foreign invaders join. And I think like we discussed a week or two ago, once the foreign invaders join the insurrectionists, the American insurrectionists, you're going to activate the military, the alliance. You're absolutely going to activate them, and we'll see them for the first time. I really believe that's coming.
Well, now we know what the 2020 riots were actually for. It was to prepare us for this, not necessarily us, but prepare the stage for this because now there's all these weapons staged because law enforcement stood down the whole service. So they were allowed to bring all these weapons in. They were allowed to pre-stage them just like the cops pre-staged the pile of bricks for the Antifa, right? Just like how, for instance, I had a fire local to me that was an arson fire that happened a couple of years ago next to the highway. And publicly, they never disclosed this or said anything, but my daughter actually saw the social media between the firefighters where they were discussing that it was an arson, right? Likely, but they never publicly told anybody about it. Like, it put all these people where I live in danger because I live in the forest. It just so happens that the wind was blowing the opposite way. They brought in helicopters and put it out right away. It burned about 5 or 6 acres. I just walked over there about 3 days ago and take a look, and guess what I found right next to the fire scene? Spray painted on a big rock is the Antifa signal. So you know exactly who did it, what the purpose was for, and local law enforcement and the agencies hid that from the public. They did not allow the public to know any of it, you know, who was responsible for that fire.
That is incredible. So we got Antifa on a rock. It reminds me of Apocalypse Now, which I saw last night. So it's fresh in my mind. When the air cab with Robert Duvall's character, Kilgore, has the calling cards of all the dead Vietnamese and giving out different ace of spades and queen of diamonds, so on and so forth on the dead to let the Viet Cong know that it's us, we're here, and we're coming for you.
Yep.
Very interesting. So, you know, like this Antifa was actually founded in 1930s Nazi Germany. It's not a new organization. It's not an American organization. It's red and black should tell everyone what it's really all about. And they're going to be dealt with when this whole thing goes too far. And what's going too far is, on the one hand, the United States is playing possum, right? I mean, we're playing like America's dying, right? We're vulnerable everywhere. I think some of it's real. Like you said, I think some of it's playing possum. I think some of it's Sun Tzu. Right, we're reading these headlines on 10 Navy ships that are not operating well. We're reading headlines that this submarine stinks. These are American stuff, unfit for duty, vaccine injured. I don't know how much of that's true or actually disinformation. I think a lot of it's disinformation. Mm-hmm. I think this is part of a trap to draw in the enemy, let the enemy make the first move, and it's over. That's what I think.
Well, you know, you look at what the three-headed state is. DC is the military arm. They're the ones that institute the force. And under the vaccine, under Biden, it's been dismantled to the point that I would say that the U.S. military can't effectively, you know, force its will anymore on pretty much anybody.
And there's
a reason for that.
You know, let's just take the 1,000 years of peace, right? How do we go from three world wars, because we are in World War III and have been since 2009. How do we go through three world wars and then to a complete era, you know, a millennial of peace? Well, we have to get rid of the armaments and the weapons and the weaponry. So I read like last fall that England only had 150 tanks left in the whole country and that they couldn't send to NATO. And then you read all like Ukraine and Russia has just been burning up armaments, just burning through tanks and weaponry. And I'm like, then you see the fire that was in Scranton, Pennsylvania last week, right at the army base that destroyed shells. You see the Key Bridge going back to Baltimore that dropped in Baltimore Harbor and basically has blocked any ships from really leaving the harbor. Well, that's a deep water port, and a lot of our overseas military munitions, weapons, stuff that's sent on ships are now blocked from doing that, or delayed anyway. And I'm starting to feel like maybe, you know, we had the Iran and Israel shooting rockets at each other, but killing basically no one. And a lot of these rocket boosters from Iran were like floating the Dead Sea on beaches out in fields, hitting nothing. And then we have the Israel's counterstrike, but it was blown up what arms depot. So they're not putting Iran's communication system out like you do in a traditional war, right? It's not done the same way. And so this feels like the world is, you know, got to exclude China from this because we don't know, but the world's burning up through armament in the West, burning through it very fast, and they're not replacing it.
Look at what just happened in Lebanon with Hezbollah, right? They took out half of the commanders. Well, these are uncontrollable, rebellious type of people that are going to be a problem no matter what happens, right? You look at Iran. They're not playing along as far as what the deep state plan seems to be. They're not taking the bait. They're not responding. They're not facilitating
super a back and forth conflict. Super restraint like Russia's been restrained.
Exactly.
Russia could have wiped out Ukraine now if they wanted to. They could have already picked a war with NATO and had every right to do so in the last year. They could be at war now with America for the same reasons. They know those countries have all stepped in and basically declared war on Russia, and Russia has never taken the bait either.
No, they're burning up the capability. They're burning up the weapons, the bodies. They're just a meat grinder.
That's like for me. Is that. I don't have the answer, but it is, and I'm collecting all these files on it. That feels like a precursor to like, how do we go to 1,000 years? Well, destroy all the weapons, right?
Exactly.
Burn them out. All the military weapons I'm talking about, where we're not blowing each other up and destroying cities. It really feels like we're going that direction.
Look at the real function of what the U.S. military is constitutionally. The priority is domestic defense. It's to protect the interests of the citizens of this nation. You look at the war manual, you look at the government, military government. Under the circumstances, you don't really need a massive and a huge weaponized military to come in and facilitate this, right? It's a small amount of advisors, you know, a certain amount of combat forces, mostly administration, to essentially take over and utilize the resources and the personnel that are already in place where it can be used that way, where there's not criminality involved, right? You can remove the criminals, still maintain it to get us through a transitionary period, right? To maintain order,
right?
To stop destruction of the country, to stop the people from killing each other.
Yep.
After you get it stabilized, you don't need a massive, huge force to do so. You need certain loyal elements to the Constitution, but the rest of the military is not needed. You don't need this huge combat force to come over totally saturate America.
No, so to your entire point here, I agree. So we could drop the word military government and call it military management, because I bet our country or administration, because I bet our country has been run by a military management or administration for the last 3+ years. That's what it feels like.
Exactly. And what do the people really want out of this after what they've seen? They want relief. They want to be clean.
They want a fair playing ground, which means destruction of the fiat fractional reserve money system, right? And the only way you do that is destroy that money system and then bring a new system in, right? And bringing the original Constitution of the Republic of the United States, decentralized government. So you know Washington's got to be, you know, behind our backs or late at night, whatever. I heard the National Archives are being shipped out of Washington to two places, Denver and Atlanta, for safekeeping. So you see Washington being taken apart, and the new government is going to be located in the West somewhere. Talk about the new federal government when this is all over. It will be spread out across the country. No more centralization for lobbyists to come in and wine and dine people. Those days are over.
And you need a situation where the Constitution is essentially suspended, where due process and equal protections is suspended, so that you can use military trials, tribunals, the UCMJ, to eradicate the pedophiles, the traitors, the people involved in sedition, which is, you know, the election theft, you know, the COVID mass murder. You need to be able to deal with these people swiftly and inexpensively under a controlled manner, where you get rid of the corrupt aspect and it's not involved anymore. I mean, look, we certainly, after what we've seen with Trump, we can't rely on our justice system to do anything that's right, right? Or to bring relief to the people or to liberate them, right? It can't happen.
I agree, Rich. We got 2 minutes left. I'll let you close out the show. Go ahead. Any direction you want.
You know, I mean, you look at this whole thing, and this is really energetic. I mean, everything that's going on is meant to raise humanity up to a higher level of consciousness and a higher frequency by, you know, exposing all of this evil to them. And you know, because the truth is most people are good and they want to be good. They're just in a bad system controlled by bad people, essentially. And they want this to be over. Right. The people are ready for this to be over at this point. It's not over quite yet, but nobody likes what's happening right now. I don't think any decent person likes any of it. Right. But it's a process, and it's a process we have to go through, you know, a near-death experience. We have to go through trauma, because that's the only real way you're going to get change, is through trauma. That's pretty much, you know, the gist of the whole thing, I think, really, is to put us through this trauma, to put us through this crucible, this tribulation, so that we can see what things really are. And then obviously people are not going to want to keep this. They don't want to keep it now, but they feel stuck in it right now because the money's binding them into it, right? Like you said, this fiat system of control, essentially. It's a slave system.
If they lose their job, they might become homeless, right, and that kind of stuff. And it's a real, and a lot of people get laid off. I'm talking about, like, you know, blue collar workers, white collar workers, lots of people being laid off. And it's very problematic. Rich, thank you very much. Great to see you again. See you next week. Today's show was really interesting, right? God's law, God's rock is the law. I believe personally it's the law of the military. We are definitely in the end times. Thanks, Rich. Good to see you.
You too.